Good morning, I'm Tamara McDaniel, live from Prairie Gardens for Coffee with the Plant Experts. Join us if you can. Excuse me, we're at 3000 West Springfield in Champaign, at the corner of Springfield and Duncan. Or you can call in 356-9397, or even text us through our text line 351-5357. We have our plant experts standing by, Marianne Metz.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Marianne. Good morning, John Weisgarber.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Steve Brown.
Hi there, Tamara.
We have a special expert in from Holland for us today, Detective Roman.
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you again.
Good to be back. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, absolutely. You're always fun to have. And each year we learn something new. And I'm looking forward to the seminar that you were going to be giving a little later today. And we'll discuss that in just a moment. But first, before we start things off, I just want to thank you guys for a wonderful time last Saturday.
Oh.
The family, we all came out. We had the kids.
Oh,
the
for the fall festival.
And had a great time at the fall
yes.
festival.
You thought we went out to dinner, didn't
I thought
you,
that,
Steve?
Yeah, it was a good show, but I didn't remember it being that exceptional. Okay, you're talking about
no,
the fall festival.
The pony rides. And
oh, wasn't that awesome?
So last Saturday we had a bunch of things going on in the store. We had face painting and balloon animal tying and pumpkin decorating and straw maze and
it was great.
Pony rides and all that stuff. Great. So
lots and lots of fun.
It was wonderful.
It was a good
time.
Beautiful
day
it was fun.
Out. And even if it had rained, it still would have been covered, which is also
still
nice.
Would have been covered.
So yeah,
it just
great.
Happened to be perfect.
And
speaking
of covered, if you need some color on these dreary days,
oh my gosh,
we're a little bit long on some yellow mums. We sold more than we've ever sold, but we didn't have our color mix down just right. And we've got some extra yellow ones. And I've got one behind Tamara that you can't see the parking lot because of the size of this
Seriously.
Thing.
Seriously.
It's sitting out here.
Yeah.
So these are the two largest sizes that we have. And the one largest size is normally 29. Well, it can be had for $14.97 now.
You can almost that's not get your arms amazing. Around it.
If you can get it in the car.
And then
if you want one that's only slightly smaller, that it's hard to even associate that word smaller with it, yeah, there's another one for $11.97. That's normally $19.99.
That's
so
crazy.
These are bright yellow only. They're at their peak. They're at their prime right now. You'll get weeks of enjoyment still from them. They're absolutely stunning, and they're a heck of a deal. And I would anticipate after today or tomorrow, the stock's probably going to be down where it's not a big deal anymore. But we just feel like, hey, these got to go the next couple, 3 days.
Let's share.
So $11.97 and $14.97. So they're just crazy, stinking cheap. So.
I got it. Steve, I can see over your shoulder, and it's just like glaring yellow. It's just beautiful.
It truly is.
It just makes you smile.
You notice it when you drive up.
Just makes you smile.
Sure. Yes.
Well, what a statement if you take that home
yellow.
And put it on your porch. Or,
oh, for sure.
You know, oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Absolutely.
Instant. Anyway. That yellow has me thinking of daffodils, Mr. DeVrooman.
Yeah, well, you're right, because the yellow is the color that you can see when driving 55 miles an hour down the highway.
That's exactly right. It's a go color.
Yeah.
Well, that's why St. Louis is so attractive in the spring. You know, they've done a great job with some of the plantings along the embankments or on the highways. And
yeah, and they do come back every year. You can see them. Yeah.
No, and that's so rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do it every year? Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you don't have to be out there every February doing that.
Every February planting my bulbs.
I don't know if you're
tall
or not, but she's a little bit on the late end. Yeah. It's not where we typically recommend.
Every year I shoot for November, but it never happens.
Well, we finally had a little moisture, which we desperately needed. So you could almost
gosh.
Think about digging a hole
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Crazy, crazy dry. But I'm going to be doing a daffodil project here coming up. So I thought I'd ask Jack, I don't know whether to layer and do the extended color thing or the height differences and mix the things together. It's kind of a naturalized setting.
Well, there's a few things you really have to think when you naturalize things. That's, of course, they still need a little bit of sun in your area, which
yep.
you can still get. And you can use daffodils that flower different times. So you can extend your naturalizing look for probably 3-4 weeks in daffodils by planting some
That's
lilies,
cool.
some mint, and some
That's
late
awesome.
Varieties.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And the packaging is so clear as far as if it's early, mid, or late.
Oh, gosh, you have to read the package.
Yeah, you might even have to get out some of those cool glasses that you wear all the time.
Oh, neat.
To read the package.
Yeah.
Could do that.
But,
cool
but that's the greatest glasses. Thing. Like, I have this package in front of me, and it tells you exactly how deep to plant it, and it tells you when it blooms. So that's really cool.
And the environment that it needs.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't tell you what side's up. So you got to do a little feeling or thinking.
Well, that's a good point. We get all those questions asked when we plant our nursery with big machines. And they say, how do you know that you put the tulip up the right way? I said, well, we've never seen a tulip coming up in China.
So I like it.
And the way you naturalize bulbs is really, you don't have to think where you put them. You just take a bucket, you fill them with daffodils, you mix them, you blend them up, and you just throw them like you would throw water out of the bucket.
You got John's attention on that one. John's a bucket gardener here, so you got his attention going.
That's pretty cool.
And if you throw in some of the Scilla siberica, some of the Muscari, or some of the bluebells that you saw, John, you're guaranteed that they'll come back.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I chose that one because I have an area already from my previous homeowners did a naturalized area in my woods. So it has the glanthus or the snowdrop and daffodils. But I need another color. I want to add some
That'll
blue
awesome.
Or purple. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And what about adding maybe some licorice for late?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
They naturalize easy. Then you see that the Robert Elephant Park is full of them.
The licorice is like the yucca of the bulb family.
We have so many people want that.
Yeah. It's true.
Once you have it, you'll always have
you'll
it.
That's always
true.
Have it.
Well, and licorice is what's known as people will come in and ask for a surprise lily or naked ladies. So there's a lot of interesting names for it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, what happens this time of the year also, when you look out where you planted your Muscari, you see some green leaves coming up.
Yeah.
Those are the Muscaris that were left on the ground. Don't worry about them. They'll just easily die back, and they'll come back with flowers in the spring.
Oh, cool.
So besides the surprise lily, we also have the surprise Muscari these days. That they shoot leaves in the fall.
Really?
That's what
wow.
you see. Huh. It's so warm also.
So
it's very warm. Right
I don't know if we even carry them or not, but he's talking about fall and fall activity with bulbs. We never... The fall blooming crocus never caught on for us. Has that ever really become a thing in any part of the U.S. at all?
It is caught up in some of the parks because it looks like you need a mesh planting to make it look nice. Mm-hmm. And if you plant a few crocus here and there, they fall down the cracks.
No impact, right?
No impact. But people use them. Of course, for us to get them here, Labor Day is about the time you want to plant them.
Yeah.
So you really want to plant them early when you have them, and before you know it, they flower in the store.
That's
and
crazy.
And then people don't buy them as much anymore. But it's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it sounds like a tremendous idea, but it just never really stuck here. Yeah. Never really got it going. I need to find out if the crocus is tolerant of the walnut sensitivity, the jugloan. I know the Scilla is listed on a number of them, and the snowdrops and the.
Well, the Thomasianus varieties are deer and animal resistant. So
there's
a few in the small crocus like Ruby Giant that you have in the store, and there's a few more that are animal resistant.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe add those to the list.
Yeah.
Right. Your list is growing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
like that bucket idea where you just kind of say.
That is awesome.
Mix
I love
it up.
That's
how
natural
cool.
is that?
Yeah.
Seriously. Would you mix different genus, like tulips and daffodils and Muscaris, and do all that, or just all tulips?
What I brought with me is some pictures from the Kuchen of Gardens. Of course, you cannot see them through the radio, but I'll just point out that we see some daffodils early with some grape hyacinths, then some early tulips coming up, mid-tulips, later tulips, daffodils coming in. And by doing that, you can stretch your season 7-8 weeks.
That's amazing.
But you need a little bigger bad to do that.
Sure.
But it's rewarding because it looks good. You just have to deadhead in between a little bit to get the older, earlier flowering varieties just cut the heads off and they keep coming back through each other. And by planting them in lasagna layers, that means you plant the latest bulbs on the bottom, an inch of ground, another layer of bulbs, an inch of ground, another layer of bulbs, an inch of ground. They come up through each other, but you have different times of blooming.
Neat.
I like that, lasagna
so,
planting.
That's so
lasagna
you're saying yes. Just before they took that picture, somebody went out there and cleaned up the previous ones that were spent.
Right. Kukenhof Gardens have 40 professional landscapers.
See, that helps.
Yeah. Sounds like Marianne's yard.
Yeah, totally.
You're
people for that.
Coffee with the Plant Experts live from Prairie Gardens, 356-9397. And we have special bulb expert Jack DeVrooman in with us today, who is nice enough to come annually, long about this time, when it's time to start giving us advice on how to do these bulbs. So certainly call in if you have any questions yourself and talk to Jack directly. They also have an opportunity for you to come and see you. You're giving a seminar, and it is free?
It's free.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What time is the seminar?
Everybody's looking at each other going,
9:30.
Yeah, I think it's at 9:30.
Yeah. It's 9:30.
The reason I hesitated is I know since the show, we found out the show was early, I thought, well, should we have the seminar early? But then I don't think that happened. So 9:30 it is.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Jack will have time to go grab breakfast if he wants.
Yeah.
And I would love to show those pictures. And you know what the highlight of those 8 weeks planting bulbs is pretty much King's Day, which is end of April. We always make sure it is orange as the Illinois football is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our colors are orange. But for the first time, we have a Swedish sweet blend in our store.
That's beautiful.
You know, Sweden is hot for Holland these days because we're playing against them for the World Championship place against Sweden. So it's either Sweden or Holland that's going to be joining the U.S. probably.
Okay.
So... A little sidetrack here, but it's a nice combination of early yellow and blues, Tardas, Shirodoxa, Muscari, and we make those pre-blends in the store in the packets, so it's easy to pick them up. It looks like a store, almost like Krispy Kreme donuts here, reds and yellows, and we have
you're right about
chocolate
that.
And vanilla, beautiful dark maroon tulips with creamy daffodils, so lots of combinations.
I just love the idea of that. Isn't that beautiful? And I wish we could show these pictures to everyone. This is just gorgeous.
Especially this one that he was talking about, the Swedish sweets. Just the light lilac colors along with the deeper purples and then the yellow tulips are just... And there's a blend. There's tiny bits of pink in the... wow! That's just stunning.
The neat thing is you don't have to make a decision about what to put together. It's just right there. Just here it is.
That is wonderful.
And I think if there's one thing over the last 20 or 30 years that's changed in the bulb industry, it's some of that thinking that's been done for the consumer. So it's easy just to grab and go. I think when a lot of us first started, it was a few packages or mixes or blends, but it was pretty basic. And you had outstanding selection of individual bulbs, but... Really, over the last 10 or 15 years, that's the combinations that have been put together for us to make it easy to be successful.
It's come a long way. It really is lovely. And in fact, it's one of the first things in the late summer, early fall, when the tulips, when our bulbs come, it's just a wall of color. It's just so fun to look at just all the color. But then you start looking at it and think, I better have that. Oh, there's another one. I better have that one. It really does get to be difficult.
And I would maintain that, you know, as far as a horticulture industry, that the Dutch bulb industry has by far been the leader for packaging and color.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And really, I think the entire horticulture industry has taken that and rode their tail because,
yes.
Again, you can go back 10, 20, 30 years, and the packaging was always more outstanding from the Dutch bulb business than anything else in horticulture. And since annuals and perennials and everything else has captured that success and said, okay, well, we're going to improve our pictures. We're going to improve the size of our tag and make the flower bigger. We're going to give more information. We're going to do this and do that. And so I think it goes beyond even just the bulb industry, what it's extended to the entire horticulture industry.
Yes, it has been a huge impact.
It's definitely been a leader, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's good to hear, but we need to sell promises by pictures, and we need to sell information on the package, like John was saying, to get the message out there. And we have the new generation, which is a great generation. The millennials coming out, they have less time, but they want impulse direct results, and they want to see what it's going to look like.
Absolutely. And how do you sell to somebody who just has no concept? You're selling this little clump of something, and it's going to be this gorgeous flower. How do you do that? Well, you have to have the picture. You have to, like you said, you have to sell promises.
Mm-hmm. And then we also in the bulk bulbs, we send little tags along so people can
buy
them.
That's awesome. I love those.
I like that, so you can put it right in the ground and
seriously,
tell what's going to be
so the squirrels can eat it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have all these tags. I do that with everything I plant. I put I bury the tags, and every year most of them are gone.
Because they pull them out.
Well, I know it's got to be them or the rabbits, and so I don't know which one to plant.
Do they use that as art inside their home or what?
Maybe.
And some people
hang that on the wall.
Some people put it in containers, which is easy to remember what you planted, especially for the indoor bulbs. But I'll talk about indoor bulbs at the cinema too. What to do, because there's great paper rights in the store. There's a lot of bulbs that you can force. You just give them that artificial 12 to 15 weeks of cold. That means below 45 Fahrenheit in a dark, cool spot. And then you can bring them in the winter. In the midwinter, you have some flowers coming out in
that's pretty cool.
February.
So John, you could put these bulbs in your chicken coop?
No, it's not. It's not cold enough.
Oh, okay. All right, darn.
Yeah.
He takes
probably not dark enough either.
He takes care of his chickens.
He does.
I have someone that takes care of them.
Okay. All right. Well, enough of that.
Yeah.
So some of the bulbs, in fact, a lot of them, one of the things that's on the label is whether it's animal resistant. It's less likely to be nipped off or eaten. But as far as planting them and trying to keep a curious animal from digging them up, any suggestions for listeners what to do?
Well, if it's a high end close to your house, the ideal thing would be chicken wire. Just buried an inch deep.
Okay.
You don't see it. Animals can't touch it.
Oh.
And once the bulbs will come through it easily, no doubt about it.
Good.
And that because it's not just the eating, it's also sometimes they dig them up and they move them.
Oh, yeah.
But then absolutely there's no way that they can get to them.
And you've done that before, haven't you, John?
Yeah, I think it's really effective. As we know, once we start digging in the ground and there's a nice fresh area, the squirrels are so tempted to get in there and dig around. And
less effort.
Yeah, it's easy.
You loosened it up for them. It was very nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yeah, but as Jack said, if you do that layer over there, and then you go back in, and sometimes I'll actually pin it down sometimes with some landscape pins and put a layer of mulch over it. That way you're not looking at the wire. So,
sure.
That's a really smart idea.
And then you just have to remind yourself that when you're trying to plant that perennial there next year that you did put chicken wire.
Well, if you were smart, you would take the Marianne Metz smart idea and take plastic, clear plastic knives and write on it what's there. And that way you don't have all these little colored white, pink, or yellow little
labels
tags
all
labeled, where it's subtle. So
because it distracts from all the spray paint that she's got going on in the yard? Is that?
You're listening to Coffee with the Plant Experts live from Prairie Gardens. And after the short break, we're going to go to the phones. We have some listeners standing by who need some expert advice from our experts. So we will do that next year on Coffee with the Plant Experts on DWS.
You did it and made it look easy. You brought the entire family together. No one could have done it better. And now you have it all expertly arranged the way you always imagined. There's no wimpy frames here. These are designed with you, and every custom frame comes with a lifetime guarantee. For the moments that matter, trust the framing experts at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
Welcome back to Coffee with the Plant Experts, live from Prairie Gardens, with plant experts Marianne Metz, John Weisgarber, Steve Brown, and our special guest today, Jack DeVroomen from Holland, our bulb expert. I'm Tamara McDaniel, and let's go ahead and go to the phones now. And I understand, okay, let's not go to the phones because we don't have that listener waiting any longer.
Oh, it's too bad.
I apologize. But if they want to call back, the number is 356-9397. Or even text us at 351-5357. So while we are paused for just a moment, you've got plenty of pumpkins out there still.
Tons of fall color. Lots of fresh pumpkins, gourds, heirloom pumpkins, pie pumpkins, you name it. They're out there. We've got this incredible deal. We said, mentioned a few minutes ago, we have two of our largest sizes of bright yellow mums. These are bright yellow only, but they're one's normally $29.99, and these would be $14.97.
That's
while
incredible.
They last. We got one that's $19.99 that's $11.97. These things are, I don't know how to say it, but they're really big.
Over the top.
Yeah, so if you want instant color, just plunk it in the patio, or if you wanted to try and plant it at the ground, you certainly could do that. But a steal and a deal, incredible, bright yellow only, while supplies last. So hopefully after today or tomorrow, our numbers will balance out, and they won't be at those prices anymore.
Now, you had the large ones you said that are normally $29.99.
Or $14.97.
And then
$19.99 is $11.97.
Okay.
So
I think that's the size I'll be able to lift.
maybe so. So we've got that. And we've just got lots of great deals inside the store, whether it's Halloween or fall or faux colors, any kind of decor that you might want for fall. It's going on.
Yeah, and we still have a great selection of the kale and cabbage and pansies for your containers or your landscape, which is a great accent.
Any peppers
along with
still?
You. A few, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because peppers just add that colorful little pop of tut color.
Yes, they do. And there's so many cool peppers, ornamental peppers, available now. It's just too fun.
Yes.
They're just a great thing to add.
I agree. All right, 356-9397, Coffee with the Plant Experts.
I have a question for Jack. I know you can't divulge any top secret research and development that you guys are doing, but if you could give us some hints, is there anything that you see over the next year or two, either trying to develop this type of bulb more or this color range more? Is there anything that's a trend that you see that you can give us a little bit of a hint of what's going on down the road here?
Yeah, I surely can. And, of course, there's so many hybridization going on in bulbs in general. But from all those thousands of seedlings that we see, people select them either for cut flower use or for container use or for garden use. And our big breakthrough the next couple of years will be our truly purple and blue Darwin hybrid tulips that are coming.
Whoa.
Through.
Oh. A true purple and blue would be. I think if Ed's listening, he's probably got his attention right there because he's always talking about blue flowers.
Yeah.
So we're working hard to get that happen, to make that happen, because as you know, Darwin hybrids are my favorite through the years. They are easy to come back. They're the perennial tulip. They only need 7-8 weeks to make new bulbs, while the others will need 12 weeks. So especially in this warmer climate that we are in Champagne, when the spring is there and summer comes suddenly, you want the new bulbs to be formed, and the Darwin hybrids will do the job for you.
Wow.
And now we have, besides the best pinks, the best reds, the best yellows, we'll have the best purples too.
Yes.
Cool.
So that's awesome.
This is halfway. Halfway is light and dreamy, but this is just halfway.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's
coming,
awesome.
But we're working on this kind of purple.
And the Darwin hybrids is a whole or a fairly tall tulip?
It's a fairly tall tulip, not as tall as the late ones. Uh-huh. It's about 22 inches.
Yeah.
And very reliable. It's healthy. It makes good flowers.
You'd call them a mid-season?
I would call them mid-season, yes.
Yeah.
And they hybridize. I mean, they're perennial.
They perennialize.
They perennialize. And that's so important for a lot of the people that I work with here. They just want a perennial tulip. I don't want to have to plant tulips every year. Give me the one that's going to come back year after year after year. Those are the Darwins.
But then do you need to dig them up? And
no.
You just go ahead and leave them in the ground, huh?
Well, and you don't per se dig any of them up from a winter hardiness standpoint. It's just that one is particularly adept at developing and getting better year after year, where some others are more of a, that's going to be really nice for 2 or 3 or maybe 4 or 5 years, but it's really going to have kind of run its course.
And then it's going to not be there.
Okay. Interesting. 356-9397, Coffee with the Plant Experts, live from Prairie Gardens. And Jack DeVrooman in. He has a special seminar that will be happening at about 9:30 today, and it is free. So did you need people to sign up regardless?
No,
nope,
just come on in. We will clear merchandise out of the way to keep adding chairs as needed.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So, no problems.
Okay, good.
So, I have a question or comment about because I have a really heavily wooded home and lots of oak trees. But I found that I have daffodils and the snowdrops, and they're very effective at coming up and blooming. And I think part of the reason is because they're early and you don't get the big tree canopies or the leaves shading. So I think that's pretty cool that you can still have a shaded area but still enjoy some of the bulbs.
Yes, you're right. You have enough light in the spring to get them, to plant them around trees and under the trees, mm-hmm. To get going, and particularly with the early ones that you planted. You're right.
That's awesome.
So they're just not for that sunny gardener.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
It is cool.
So one of the questions that I get asked a lot is, what fertilizer do I use when I'm planting bulbs?
Well, the main thing is that you want to use some slow-release fertilizer. It's because when you plant them, there's so much energy in the bulb itself. But you want a fertilizer that also will be effective in the spring. So you can either plant them during planting if it's slow release, like a 996, or you can add them to the ground as soon as you see the bulbs coming up.
Ah.
You know where the bulbs are. You work it through the ground. And that's also very effective.
Nice. So in the spring, it's just as good as fertilizing when you plant.
It is.
Because you're really trying to feed that plant when it's leaving out that next spring developing. Because like you said, everything that bulb needs right now, except for watering,
is already there.
It's already there.
Yeah. When you cut the tulip right now or daffodil, you see the flower inside the bulb already. It's just a matter of going through that cold period. So it has a chemical reaction inside that just starts busting out.
Jack, I actually cut one open last week because I wanted to see that. It was
you
really
wasted
cool.
a bulb?
I did, I know. It was so cool.
I can understand it's interesting. That, just to see what
it was really neat.
How it develops on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, because often when a lot of the tulips and the outdoor bulbs arrive here, the flower parts are not fully formed inside the bulb, correct?
You just see the start. Yep. You see the start, you see the flower start, the leaf start. And it will develop as soon as the cold comes in. But it's something nice. And when you naturalize or perennialize bulbs, you just want to make sure that after they're done flowering, to leave them alone for about 7-8 weeks. You don't touch the leaves. You don't touch anything. You just let them go. And particularly when you have them in perennial beds, it doesn't matter so much because the perennials will take over. Like you can plant daffodils and daylilies together or brindleras and hyacinths. Okay. There's a lot of good combinations possible.
So Steve is making fun of me, making faces at me as you were saying
this. Why did you think that?
Because I'm notorious for just when the flowers are done, I just cut everything back.
She's moving on.
I don't want to look at them anymore.
So to actually leave them in the ground for 7 or 8 weeks more, it's like that would be torture for her. Yeah.
She leaves them in the ground.
I leave the bulbs in the ground, but I just cut the leaves off. So, you know, if they're going to feed themselves, they're going to have to work really hard at it.
Hurry up and photosynthesize. Hurry up.
I have bulbs every year.
And you get all the enjoyment you want out of them.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the ones I plant in January, they do quite well.
One-year wonders?
In April, yeah.
Now, when bulbs reproduce, are they like iris where they have additional rhizomes?
There's little bulblets that are formed from the bottom up.
Okay.
So as soon as this bulb has flowered, this has all disappeared and the little bulbs will grow out of here. And they will start new ones.
Oh.
So that's how we make new bulbs too. We just plant small ones and then we peel them off and we plant the new ones back in the ground. So the big ones go for export.
Oh.
So that's why we need that process in June, July to dig them, to divide them. Used to be by hand, now it's all done by machines. And then sorted, and the big bulbs go to Prairie Gardens and the small bulbs we plant here back in our nursery in Holland.
Okay.
And speaking of large bulbs, the industry, not all bulbs are created equal. And there's a grading process for different sizes of bulbs. And we carry mainly the largest bulbs we can get. We have a few that are a little bit the next size down that are promotional grade, if you will. But most of them are the largest ones that you can get. And what do you get when you plant a larger bulb versus a smaller bulb?
First of all, you get a bigger flower, a taller flower. And there's a better chance that they'll come back. because there's more energy in the bulb. There's more food in the bulb.
Okay.
So it pays off to go for the big bulbs, like
sure.
we have in the big bins here in the crates, and also in the bin boxes.
Yep.
And also our individual bulbs. You see, Prairie Gardens are the very top size that are available.
Nice.
In a very nice selection.
Indeed.
So size does matter.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's what we're coming back to.
And having a classy store like Prairie Gardens means that you get the best bulbs from
Absolutely.
The developers.
So on the back to the Narcissus over here, there's some gorgeous ones on the opposite side of the display behind Jack here, and they're double flowering. I don't actually remember any of the variety names, but there's some that have some orange and some cream together. There's some that are yellow. There's some others. Would those be as apt to naturalize and persist as a Dutch Master or a King Alfred or a Mount Hood, or would those be not as long-lasting?
That's a good question. In general, all daffodils will survive and they'll produce bulbs.
Okay.
But we've tested them in Cornell University in different zones. Cornell and
was this
States.
Before you did the paper white experiment or after the paper white experiment?
During
the paper white experiment. Okay.
That makes sense.
But we found out that all the ice foliage that you see, big crate behind you, Steve, is one of the few and all its related members of the family of ice foliage that will produce more flowers over the years. That's why you see ice foliage, particularly in the south, used a lot in the highways, because you see more flowers every year. Well, the rest of the daffodils will remain the same.
Huh.
So that's a particular very good variety to produce extra flowers. Ice foliage is the name.
Ice foliage.
And there's a double version of it. And
I also see a big green sign that says 20% off.
Yeah, seriously.
20% off
awesome.
Ice foliage.
So, but in general, all daffodils will produce flowers over many, many years to come.
Okay. All right. So I got to work some ice follies into this project.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the ice follies, and I don't know timing-wise when they bloom, if they're mid or early.
They're about mid-season.
So if I wanted to, like John was talking about earlier, getting some purple, if I wanted to have a purple flower that would bloom about the same time that ice follies would, so I could have that white, about as white
purple
as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like what would be some purple flowers to mix in with that?
There's a few tulips, but of course some crocus are purple. That would be a great combination because they flower. And as a matter of fact, you can see here in this picture here, you see the double ice follies, plus you see the blue crocus.
Okay.
Coming up exactly at the same time. So you can really interplant them and have a nice different blend in your garden. Mm-hmm.
And those of you on the radio who can't see those pictures, just come into the seminar.
Just come into the seminar. Absolutely.
Detective Ruman, 9:30 this morning at Prairie Gardens.
Are there any daffodils that would be later? What would be the, can I push it back to that? Would I really have to go to other bulbs and late?
There's a few very late ones. For instance, that pheasants run. That you see on the bottom here is really a one of the nicest late flowering daffodils that flowers mid-May to late May. So you can you can spread the season really late.
Yes, you can. Right into the summer season.
Yep.
356-9397. This is Coffee with the Plant Experts live from Prairie Gardens. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, Ed Kelly is going to be joining us. Play a little audio clip that we've put together for him. So join us still for just a few more minutes. It's Coffee with the Plant Experts live from Prairie Gardens here on Newstalk 1400 DWS.
You did it and made it look easy. You brought the entire family together. No one could have done it better. And now you have it all expertly arranged the way you always imagined. There's no wimpy frames here. These are designed with you, and every custom frame comes with a lifetime guarantee. For the moments that matter, trust the framing experts at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
Welcome back to Coffee with the Plant Experts, live from Prairie Gardens. I'm Tamara McDaniel. We have Marianne Metz, John Weisgarver, Steve Brown, special guest Jack DeVrooman in from Holland, our bulb expert. And now, reporting in for duty, one last time, our very own beloved Mr. Ed Kelly. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tamara. Beloved, eh?
You are beloved. Truly.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ed.
I told you, if you wouldn't mind joining us just for a few minutes, you just sit there and listen and just pay and just deal with some accolades.
That would be a struggle for him to sit and listen.
I understand that. Yeah, he's a he's a very humble person.
For zone five?
Stop it, Ed. I know. I happen to know.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
No, well, I mean, you don't need to be quiet, but we just, first of all, I'll go ahead and lead off and just say that I have learned a great deal from you. I have truly appreciated all of the knowledge that you've passed along to me, starting off with when I used to watch Dialing for Dollars in the early show, and I learned about Godzilla movies.
I want to be that guy.
W.C. Fields movies and Shirley Temple movies, and then eventually I would watch News Scope on Channel 3, and you would inform me on the news. And then I went to Parkland College, and he ended up being my teacher for News Writing 101. And I was learning from the best. It was great.
No kidding.
Only to find out this man, Ed Kelly, helped actually create and develop the whole radio program out at Parkland College.
That's
along
awesome.
With Dave Jones. Yes, it truly is. So, Ed, thanks to you, I was able to learn and go on and have a career. Jim Lewis, our producer, was able to learn and go on and have a career. Lee Marcus, another well-known person who is on our radio stations. And even outside of that, a lot of local talent like Jerry Moorfield, Diane Ducey, Patty Good. All of these people, yes, have all been able to go on and have a fun and interesting and rewarding career in radio because you helped to create WPCD out at Parkland College.
Very impressive.
A huge thank you for that. You're very welcome.
I appreciate the people you named, but of course talent did enter into it. no matter what I did.
Well, you were very smart at weeding out the ones that didn't have it. No,
well, in my opinion, at that moment in time, yes.
Well, and just to go on from that, though, here I am. I start working at WDWS, and I actually get to not only work alongside you, but co-host a show with you for 4 years.
That's fun.
And I have learned so much on doing how to run a talk show on live radio when you don't have music coming in every 2 seconds. And so it's just been, I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for me, and I truly am going to miss you, and I wish you all the best. And should we go around the table now, or do you want to?
Boy, this is hard to stand.
I don't want to be the next one after that.
No kidding.
By the way, just to give you a chance to think, we did the first remote, in other words, I moved to Tampa, and the first show we did was August 26th, 2013.
No kidding.
So Tamara is about, 4 years is about how long.
Wow.
4 years, really?
That's kind of scary. 4 years.
It's surprising it's been that long.
Yeah.
And just touching on that again, you made that transition so good for us.
Totally.
Because, again, when you hosted the show for a number of years here while you lived in Champaign, and then when you said, hey, I'm moving, and we were going like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Seriously.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And you were gracious and said, hey, I can still be part of it. And Mike Hale and WWS did a great job of helping find a solution for that. And I know Ed Bond was looking at all kinds of different equipment. You guys and Steve Kelly, and you guys found something that would work, and then Tamara came along and blessed us and came inside here to the store, and you did it from down there, and can't thank you enough for making that work for us. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I need to say, the equipment that came was very nice, and Ed Bond, knowing my technical skill level, put little color codes on the cables and then the camera box so that there was way I could screw that up. And when I opened that, I thought, Ed knows me better than I realized. Thank you to Ed, because this equipment has, worked without a glitch for 4 years. So without
That's
any,
wonderful.
That's awesome.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that very much. I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed doing the show. I think I got at least as much as I gave. So,
yes, and then some. In fact, let's prove that point. I have put together a little montage for us to enjoy of moments of Ed on Coffee with the Plant Experts.
Uh-oh.
And Jim, if you wouldn't mind queuing that up, it only lasts a few minutes.
Good morning, troops.
Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Captain.
I was just trying to remember Scotty's line. Dilithium crystals.
That's oh.
It. I'm glimpsing ahead to March 20.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay.
Let's
March
see.
March 20th.
That's when we changed the time.
The Sweet 16 tournament, or let's see.
You know what? Starting this show with a question
equinox
produces a whole different vibe. Just the right number for a 7-card stud or something like that. Cold beer on the side. And
well, we can start your morning off right with a Bloody Mary, a homemade Bloody Mary then, from the garden. Marianne and I might have to drink Virgin Mary since we'll be on the clock. But you, on the other hand.
Oh, so being on the air doesn't have anything to do with it.
I don't think so.
The supplement has a really neat selection of things for fall, including a wall swag that I had my eye on. Yeah, this is a hint. It comes in two.
Oh, he wants us to send him one.
It wouldn't be.
Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Sorry. Well,
Christmas I need a 2x4 for you, Marianne.
Yeah, right. Really? Did you see me pointing, Ed?
Where's the plant, Marianne?
Yeah.
Just be aware that Prairie Gardens is open, and you've got a sale going on the 24th. So maybe a good place to drive by or drive in or stop in. Yeah, you know, stop the car in the lot and get in and look, take a look at the store.
We have a hemlock, and the deer are eating it. What do we do about that?
Do you have a hunting license? My only experience with a deer eating something it shouldn't, I tried to scare it away. It was early in the morning, and I appeared at the slider glass and was waving my arms at it. It just looked at me like I was a loon, and I actually had to get some boots and a coat on and physically go out there and threaten it with a rake.
I seriously have a vision now.
So the significance of the rake, how did that help you?
As to protect me from the deer.
Oh, there you go. I was wondering about that.
You the man, Ed.
Get that rake.
He wasn't too big either.
Thank heavens, huh?
If you buy a bird feeder, and of course they're mounted on some kind of a pole, grease the pole. Put Vaseline on it, and then watching the squirrels try to get up that to get at the bird feed is
Ed,
worth
so mean. Oh
whatever
my gosh.
You spent on that bird feeder. If you never fed a bird, it would be worth in entertainment value. So that's my tip of the day, Pat. Have you ever had anyone stop at your house, Marianne, and say, I've never seen a coneflower that color. Where'd you get that? Of course, you spray painted it silver
sure.
or something.
It's Rust-Oleum.
Yeah, you could have just said fadoodle, and most of us wouldn't have known. You know, it's a
it's really pretty yellow and green.
We do have a chartreuse fadoodle.
Yeah.
Fadoodle crop's really coming on.
Maybe we should introduce your seminar before you totally blow your credibility with fadoodle.
Steve's absolutely right, of course. And,
what do you mean, of course?
You could have positioned that a little bit better in that sense.
I see on the list of things at Prairie Gardens right now, bromeliads. It's like having a big flower, although the color comes from the foliage, really.
That's right, Ed.
On our website very soon, and or a little later today, and we are also making our podcasts available on iTunes. So just to let you know about that.
Uh-oh.
There you go. So we love you, Ed. We wish
totally,
you all the best.
Ed.
Thank you so much.
You are the consummate professional.
Oh,
thank you really are. Yeah. You really are. And thank you again
thanks,
for everything
Ed.
You've done for us. We sure
You're
appreciate it.
You're most welcome. I'll continue to be a fan. I'm on Facebook if anybody wants to chat. So.
All right.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
We will. This is Coffee with the Plant Experts live from Prairie Gardens. And remember again today, Jack DeVrooman giving a special seminar on bulbs. It is free, and you do not have to register ahead of time. So come on in, and they'll just bring in more chairs if they need to. But this man certainly knows a lot about bulbs. In fact, your family's been in it for generations, right?
Since 1925.
Oh, yes, that counts as generations.
So, absolutely.
All right, yep, good.
Two generation and the fourth coming up, hopefully soon.
Okay.
9:30.
All the bulbs are on sale, too.
All the bulbs are on sale.
And some bright yellow mums. Steals and deals, 40 and 50% off the big bright yellow mums. You got to take advantage of that.
Truly. Truly. I mean, just drive by the store, you see the pops of color
glow.
That is all out front. It is glow. And you'll just have to stop by and pick one up, especially knowing they're half off. You've been listening to Coffee with the Plant Experts, live from Prairie Gardens, with plant experts Marianne Metz, John Weisgarber, Steve Brown, and our special guests today, Jack DeVrooman and Ed Kelly. I'm Tamara McDaniel, sending out a special thanks to our executive producer, Jim Lewis. Remember, you can email your questions to plantexperts@wdws.com, and a podcast of the show will be made available later today at wdws.com, as well as iTunes. Have a wonderful weekend.